voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Guess when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
When you freeze something,
it's for later.
But how much later?
There's no way to be sure!
But Wendy's is sure that if you want a juicy, delicious hamburger right now, it should be made with fresh, never frozen beef. Unlike some other guys. So that's what's in every single hamburger Wendy's serves. And the doubles, and the triples. Because at Wendy's, fresh never gets old.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights. Russ Robinson with you. We are in our 25th year here, and the best thing that ever happened to us here at Friday Night Under the Lights, and the best thing that's ever happened to folks out there, is that we entered into an agreement with MPB Think Radio, and a big thanks to them for making us what we are today. And, of course, Chris Saxon does the video streaming, and Ezra Wall handles the streaming. Radio over there. Of course, they cover the state. I mean, get it everywhere. And so we really appreciate MPB and all that they have done for us here at Friday Night Under the Lights. We're going to go over all the scores because a lot of people, you know, grab something to eat, whatever, and maybe talk or something coming out of the stadium. So they don't get in their cars until late. And so what we like to do at the top of the hour is go over the scores. Now, the scores that George's going to read will also be on the app and the website, and the brackets will be there as well. All right. Without further ado, from the Mississippi Sports Medicine Scores Desk, here's George.
All right, Russ. Thanks a lot. Let's start with North 6A. We've got all the scores, so we're going to run down the whole thing tonight. In North 6A, one of the surprises of the night, Warren Central goes to Tupelo and wins by the score of 30-13, handing the Golden Wave their first loss of the year. It was Starkville, a 6-0 winner over South Haven. Madison Central defeated South Panola 31-14. It was Horn Lake beating Northwest Rankin 20-7. In the South 6A, Pearl over St. Martin 55-14. Hancock, even though they were number two and a number three Brandon team, a little bit of an upset or a surprise to us anyway. Hancock a winner over Brandon 30-27. It was Petal 42, D'Iberville 28, Meridian and Gulfport. Meridian wins that one at Gulfport 21-14. In the 5A, starting in the North, Grenada over Germantown 33-9. Olive Branch, a 21-6 winner over Vicksburg. It was Lake Cormorant upsetting previously undefeated Cleveland Central, 16-7. West Point, a shutout winner over Callaway, 56-0. In the South 5A, it's Brookhaven, 11-1 now. They beat Wayne County 39-33. Laurel, an upset winner over Picayune, 45-35. Stone, a winner over West Jones, 24-14. And Hattiesburg, a 50-0 shutout winner over South Jones. In the North 4A, Louisville beat Senatobia 42-14. It was Corinth over Pontotoc 27-24. Greenwood shut out Itawamba AHS 28-0. Noxubee County shut out Yazoo City 39-0. In the South 4A, Poplarville beat St. Stanislaus 42-31. East Central rolled over West Lauderdale 52-6. South Pike edged Greene County 30-24. And Purvis beat Florence 41-21. In the North 3A, Houston over North Pontotoc 27-13. It was North Panola over Charleston 38-18. Yazoo County rolled over Water Valley 35-7. Choctaw County shut out Ruralville Central 35-0. In the South 3A, Hazelhurst, a winner over West Marion, 34-6. Jefferson Davis County is now 12-1. They beat Kemper County, 64-30. Forrest doubled up Tylertown, 14-7. And Port Gibson was a winner over Seminary, 32-22. 2A North, Philadelphia 43, Baldwin 7, Winona over Walnut 62-22, Calhoun City edged South Delta 36-34, while Scott Central shut out West Bolivar 21-0. 2A South, North Forest 50, Enterprise Clark 26, Collins over Heidelberg 25-20, Bay Springs over Pisgah 34-14, Taylorsville beat Perry Central 24-19. 1A North, Okolona, a shutout winner over McAdams, 39-0. Simmons also shut out Tupelo Christian Prep, 46-0. Another shutout, Ray Brooks over Biggersville, 32-0. And Shaw beat Smithville, 22-14. 1A South, Stringer over Noxipater, 16-0. Resurrection beat French Camp, 34-7. Nanawaya over East Marion, 51-12, and Lumberton beat Vardaman, 38-10. Moving to MAIS, these are semifinal games. Jackson Prep over MRA, 42-7. Jackson Prep has now scored in 12 games, or 12-0. They've scored 545 points in 12 games.
That's a lot of light bulbs
lit up. 42-7 tonight, and then somewhat of a surprise, but maybe not a surprise, but Park Lane edged Jackson Academy 36-34. So that sets up a championship game at Mississippi College next Friday evening of Jackson Prep against Park Lane. In the other Academy Quad A Division II, Lamar School over Washington School 48-7. And Simpson over Pillow, 36-15. The semifinals in Academy AAA, Starkville shut out Adams County Christian, 31-0. And Indianola is now 13-0. They beat Riverfield of Louisiana, 43-16. That'll be a good championship game, Indianola and Starkville.
Oh, it sure will. Sure will.
Double A semifinals, Tri-County. Tri-County, who moved up a couple of years ago to Double A, they beat Prairie View of Louisiana, 36-26. And Greenville St. Joe beat Centerville Academy, 33-14. In Academy A, it was West Memphis 35, Tunica 12, and Trinity Episcopal beat Deer Creek 48-28. And two final scores, Academy 8-man, Briarfield, Louisiana beat Riverdale 22-0, and Humphreys Academy beat Prentice Christian 82-42. A 40-point win. You score 42 points and get beat by 40. Get a beat down by 40 points.
And you put, and you 40 put 42 on the board.
You put 42 on the board.
I tell you, you feel
that's
like...
That's only an 8-man.
You feel like you got a pretty good shot of getting a win if you put 40 points up on the scoreboard.
Absolutely.
And we want to congratulate our Wendy's Giant of the Week from last week. He was Trey Arrington. He picked up 151 yards on 14 carries, four touchdowns, had 14 tackles last week. And so I made the trip down this morning, as a matter of fact, to Stone County and presented him with his plaque. And so I had a really good visit with the folks down there. The Tomcats were excited about playing in the playoffs. And joining us now on the telephone line is Wayne Fleury. And, you know, Wayne, you said last week when we talked, you said, you know, this young man is really deserving of this, but it seems like last week wasn't a fluke for this young man, Arrington, because while he didn't have those big numbers tonight, he was one of the factors of the game.
He did, Russ. The young man he's just a workhorse. He's a defensive starter at linebacker, and they put him in at tailback from time to time. Don't want to wear him out. But last week at Long Beach, the kid ran with pure determination. Todd and I watched him from the press box. He only had seven carries in the ball game last week. You keep saying he had 14. He only had seven. And 152 yards and four touchdowns with those seven carries.
Wow. I don't know where I got 14 at. I thought that's what it was. But that's seven. That's averaging about 20 yards a clip.
Right. And on at least the two 16-yard touchdown runs that he had, he carried like two or three Bearcats with him to the end zone. I mean, it was amazing. I mean, Todd, my color analyst, Coach Todd Miller's here with me, and we couldn't believe it. I mean, he ran with pure determination last Friday night.
Well, and obviously he did again tonight. And, you know, Wayne, this is a program, and talking about Stone County, that's been thirsty for a playoff win, and they got it tonight.
Thirsty is not the word for it, Russ. I mean, it is desperate. It has been since 1991 since the Stone Eye Tomcats have won a playoff game.
91?
26 years ago. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
They made the playoffs in 93 and 94, and again last year, maybe a time or two since then, but have not won a playoff game since 1991. And next weekend we get to host a playoff game for the first time in 26 years.
And who will you be facing?
Oh, we got the Hattiesburg Tigers coming to town next week.
So,
tonight's ball game, though, Russ, was really amazing with Wes Jones. I mean, Coach, would you say it was the best defense we've seen all year?
Yeah, without a doubt. The best defense we've seen.
Coach, you know, last week I told you we had three running backs with over 100 yards.
Uh-huh.
We had Henry Quayle, Kentrell McCray, and Arrington all over 100 yards last week. Not a one of them got over 75 yards tonight.
A very stingy defense.
Oh, very stingy. The Tomcats only had 221 total yards of offense. I'm telling you, this is a defensive battle. But on the other hand, the Tomcat defense stepped up to the challenge and held the Mustangs to just 245 yards of offense. Their star running back, Austin Land, 16 carries, 44 yards, no touchdowns tonight.
Boy, shut him down, Wayne. That was an outstanding job on that defense. Now does Arrington plays both ways?
Arrington starts on defense. He only comes in at tailback when the Tomcats need a few extra yards or something's wrong with one of the other two backs, Kentrell McCray or Jacalyn Green. But let me tell you, when he's in the ball game, bowling ball, tractor truck, whatever you want to call him, he is a load to bring down.
Well, he was a fine young man, and I enjoyed, of course, meeting Coach Feaster today. And I believe I met your co-man today, too, didn't I?
I'm pretty sure you did, yeah.
Yeah, he was there. They had everybody out there in the garden area, and we had a good time out there. It was beautiful weather, and we just had a great time. And, Wayne, I'm going to cut you loose because we're up against a break, but I want to thank you for your nomination of Trey Arrington last week because he was our Wendy's Giant Player of the Week. Thanks, Wayne. We appreciate you calling in tonight.
Well, my pleasure. Lester Rush. He's a great kid, well-deserving, and hopefully we'll talk to you next week and talk about a win over the Tigers.
Sounds good. All right, we're going to take a timeout. Friday night.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Guess when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
When you freeze something,
it's for later.
But how much later?
There's no way to be sure.
But Wendy's is sure that if you want a juicy, delicious hamburger right now, it should be made with fresh, never frozen beef. Unlike some other guys. So that's what's in every single hamburger Wendy's serves. And the doubles and the triples. Because at Wendy's, fresh never gets old.
Welcome back to the Wendy Studio here in Flowood, Mississippi, and Friday night under the lights made possible tonight by the Mississippi Peanut Growers. Russ Robinson along with George Broadstreet and Jake Wimberly on assignment tonight down on the Gulf Coast, coming back not very happy guy as Hancock defeated the Brandon Bulldogs tonight, and so Brandon is out of it. The longtime play-by-play voice of the JA Raiders on with us tonight as J.A. took on Park Lane. And, you know, Brian, I was trying to keep my left eye on this game, and it was a humdinger of a football game.
Yeah, Russ, it was a very competitive football game, as the first meeting was. Park Lane won that first one 28-21 when we talked about 75 plays, 70 of those were rushing plays. Tonight, Park Lane had 80 plays of offense, and I think somewhere in the 9 range, maybe almost 10 were passes. So it was a heavy dose of running, and the Raiders fought tooth and nail, got within a couple of points a couple of different times, but just could never get over the hump and get that lead away from Park Lane. In fact, drew within 2 points with about 3.5 minutes to go, and Park Lane ran the clock out.
Well, you know, I knew both teams must have been running the football because I looked down there and on the clock, and it said like 152 to go in the first quarter, and you're looking, knocking on the door at about 7:45. You know, I mean, the first quarter must have lasted forever.
It did. It was a lengthy, and it was a lot of turnover on three and outs and punting situations. There was a couple of turnovers, but only 6 points in that first quarter, and then the second quarter, a whole bunch of points got scored. It was 21-14 at the half. Jay and Park Lane Exchange scores twice in the last about 3.5-4 minutes right before halftime. So all of a sudden, the offenses started clicking for both sides. And then in the third quarter, Jay got the ball to start the second half down one score, but went three and out again, and Park Lane got it and took a two-score advantage. And that's just kind of what it kept fluctuating between, a two-score and a one-score advantage. And just they never could get over that hump. They played tonight for a young man by the name of Luke Pitts. We talked about last week. He got knocked out for the season. They found out he tore his ACL, ACL, MCL, and meniscus. So he's going to be having surgery about 3 weeks or so. But they played their hearts out, left everything on the field, and really, really neat to see a group of kids grow together as a team and a group of seniors that, let's be honest. I mean, Jay has not been in that championship game since 2013. So as far as a championship mentality, it has not been there for a few years. So this senior group really brought that mentality back and should be proud of what they accomplished. And the group behind them, juniors and sophomores, have got a lot to build upon.
Well, I think so, Brian. I think JA was one of the best, was one of the most improved teams in the MAIS through the season, because maybe back in August, nobody's even talking about you being one game away from the championship game. And having seen them up close and personal myself this year, a lot of talent on this football team, and I think that there's a lot of bright days ahead and for JA. But I got to ask you, Park Lane doesn't vary from their offense, do they? I mean, they're going to run that misdirection. They're going to run it. Might slip a pass on you occasionally, but they're just going to stay with that offense, aren't they?
Yeah, and in fact, their last third down conversion that they made, Russ, was a double handoff, which the Raiders got the first guy on the misdirection, but didn't see the second guy get the pitch. So it was plays like that that just, you know, they were nickel and dime 4 or 5 yards, and then there were a couple of plays where they had 8 yards, 9 yards, and then 10 yards. And it's just, you're thinking, when is the offensive train going to stop? And it was really hard to derail that attack tonight.
Well, for you now and the Raider Network, as I understand it, y'all are going to be handling the streaming of the championship games, and the games are at Millsaps and Mississippi College this year. Is that correct?
JA.
Actually, no. They're at JA and Mississippi College. Yeah. Thursday night, the Raider Network, appreciate you mentioning that. The Raider Network will handle all 6 games. 2:30 and 6:30 on Thursday will be the 1 and 2A games. Mississippi College on Friday night at 6 o'clock will be the 4A Division 1 game between Prep and Park Lane. And then on Saturday morning, a quick turnaround, 11 a.m., the 8-man game, 2:30, I think, as well, the 3A game. And then at 6:30 Saturday night, the 4A Division 2 game.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know who does your graphics. Wow, he's good. I'm telling you.
Eddie Weddick handles our graphics, Richard Stafford on replay, and then Matt and Josh Hinkle are technical director and audio, and do a whole, they could pretty much do everything else, too.
Wow.
They've all got, again, I just, you know me, I just show up and call the game.
Well, the whole thing is a really good package, and I've enjoyed following you as much as I can. And I think the Raiders are going to be heard from a lot next year. And, you know, Larry Weems has just done an outstanding job with this program over there. And very quickly, your thoughts on the addition of Lance Pogue this year on the defensive side?
Lance, you could tell. In fact, we really saw it. Case in point, in this game early, they stacked 8 in the box, which they did not do the first game really much at all. You could tell that the design was to take the go low, take the legs out of that big offensive line, and try to get some quick penetration for the linebackers. And they did it a lot. But again, when you get into that 70-80 play range, you can only do so much. But he did a lot with a very little bit of time he had. Gordon Ware, again, you get one more year under his belt with these younger guys, get them in the weight room and nutrition, and it's nothing but a bright future for this Jackson Academy team.
Boy, you're right about that. Brian Eubank, the play-by-play voice for JA, and he'll be handling the broadcast next weekend, the championship broadcast on the Raider. By the way, where do they go to find these games?
They go to RaiderNetwork.org, or they can download the free app in the iTunes or Google Play Store and watch the games on any device, stream it to their big screens on the Apple TV app or YouTube or anything of those nature. They can just about find any way to get that technology wise.
Well, you know me, I'm just now finding out what Google is, so I'll try
That's
to find
okay.
it somewhere.
We'll teach you.
You always did. Brian Eubank, thanks a lot, brother.
Thanks, man.
All right, man. Craig Carter on the telephone to talk about Germantown and Grenada. And Craig, I saw you last week over at Ridgeland, and I was very, very impressed with Germantown and their ability to run the football. I thought they had two running backs that were one of the two fastest running backs I've seen this year, but apparently Grenada knew how to shut them down tonight.
Well, they did, and those two running backs are seniors. One, Tundra Green, I believe he's one of the players of the week, and then Noah Greenwood, who just had an outstanding career. And a lot of people don't know, but he is like the great-great nephew of L.C. Greenwood, part of the Steel Curtain of Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So he's got a brother coming up to play defensive offensive line. But one of these days, I'm going to come on here, and I'm going to get to talk about a Germantown victory. I think I'm 0 for 3 this year. But,
hey, we didn't plan it that way, but, you know.
No, you didn't plan it that way. Of course you didn't. But we lost tonight 33-9, very disappointing loss. Got down. What happened was they came out, and they really ran the Wildcat the first drive, and had three different quarterbacks, went right down the field, and got in front of a 7-0, kind of shell-shocked us, and they got the ball back. We missed a touchdown pass on the next drive, and they went up 13-0 about halfway through the first quarter, and we were on our heels. Had a good drive, took it down to our 5, down to around their 5-yard line, and our quarterback got hurt.
Uh-oh.
Believe he hurt his ankle. He's a senior. So he went down, and we didn't go for it on fourth down. We kicked a field goal to make it 13-3, and the backbreaker was when we kicked off, they have a really good receiver named Robinson, and he took it 97 yards to make it 19-3.
Ooh.
And so we were on our heels with a freshman quarterback in the ninth grade.
In a
we
playoff
got down
game.
26-3 at halftime. In a playoff game, now let me tell you something. Colton Gardner, the ninth grader, is going to be one fine quarterback. He plays great. And believe it or not, in the future, you might see Germantown and Coach Ceramic throwing around the football field a lot because he has got a lot of talent. So the disappointing part is we lost 33-9 to end the season, but he is going to be one heck of a quarterback. We know that for a fact. Knew it coming in tonight that he's thrown into the fire as a ninth grader in the playoffs, and to come out and perform as well as he did, really is really going to be good. We got some good ninth grade football players. One, Nick Barnes, who had a great year at tailback. He was out tonight too. But losing Penix, the quarterback, halfway through the second quarter, really hurt our chances, to be honest. But man, congratulations to Grenada. They deserved the victory. We got whipped, and I'm telling you, that Region 1 5A really whipped up on our region too tonight. I believe we were 0-4 against them tonight. So they play some good football, and but we got a lot to look forward to at Germantown, and we got a lot of young players. And had sat, I was on the field tonight telling them, how it goes. Last game, saw a lot of tears and everything.
Yeah.
But
bittersweet.
I told those young men, you keep the fight like you have on the football field, and you take that in life, and you're going to be fine.
You're exactly right.
So
Craig,
I was able to.
Man, I appreciate you spending some time. And yeah, we'll make sure next year, even if we don't have you on the schedule, we'll put you on the schedule when you will come out of the gate and win your ball game.
Hey, I think I was 0-2 last year, so I'm looking at it. I'm winless right now, so one of these days it's going to happen.
All right, Craig. Hey, have a great holiday, my friend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Y'all do a great job. Enjoy y'all so much, and thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Craig. Craig Carter, who is on the Germantown airwaves for the Mavericks over there. And, Chris, did you throw that 30 or that 10 at me? 60. Okay. Well, I got more time than I thought I did. We're going to step aside now. When we come back, we've got the Mississippi Sports Medicine Coach's Corner tonight with Michael Granberry, who's the coach at Pisgah, who did take it on the chin tonight, but we want to thank you, Chris. We want to find out about the Pisgah football program because, they've been around for a while. They win a lot of ball games. Then George is going to set up the brackets, and then hopefully we can get Rachel Richlinski from Channel 40 to kind of wrap up the show tonight. And somewhere on Highway 49, Jake is making his way back. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back. You're watching and listening to MPB Think Radio.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most